Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Shvuot Daf Yod Bet Amud Bet near the bottom. And we're taking a look now at the end of Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin, which complete our study of the first Perek. And this deals with the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. Al Sha'ar Averot Shabbat Torah Kalot V'Chamrot Azdonot V'Ashkagot. Now, again, open up the Mishnayot and take a look at the end of Mishnah Vav, because the wording here is critical. On any other sin, because it's not related to Tumat Mikdash, which is Kalot V'Chamorot, light and serious, is Donot V'Shkagot, intentional and unintentional, Hoda V'lo Hoda, aware or not aware, which sounds like a doubling over, Ase V'lo Tase, Kretot U'mitot Beitin, any of those, Sa'ir Mishtaleach Mechaper. Good, so now let's take a look at the Gemara, and we'll see some problems with the language. Hainu Kalot, Hainu Ase V'lo Tase, aren't Ase V'lo Tase the lighter ones, and Kretot U'mitot Beitin is Chamorot? Hodahinu mezi, lohodahinu shogeg, and knowledge is mezi, and not knowledge is shogeg, meaning everything's doubled over here. So the answer is not, it's sort of forked. Amar Rav Yehuda, haki kamar, this is what, how you should read it. Al shavirot shabbat Torah, bein kalot, bein chamurot. Bein shasan shogeg, bein shasan mezi. So that's it. Light one, serious one, intentional, not intentional. Now, otan shasan b'shogeg, the ones you did b'shogeg, it doesn't matter, bein nodalos fekan, bein lonodalos fekan. Whether you found out afterwards you did it or not, or you clarified the safek whether you violated it. Ve'eloin akolot, what are the light ones? Now we explain, asei velot asei. Ve'eloin akolot, what are the chamorot? Kretot u'mitot beitin. So he simply rearranges sort of the punctuation of the passage to make it make sense. Now, hay asei echidami. What's the context where you did the asei that this is going to work? Idelo avad shuvah, if you didn't do tshuva for the violating the asei, you didn't say kriyat shema, whatever. Zevach Rishayim Toeva. We don't allow a korban from Rasha. They got into tshuva. Ida avad tshuva. If you did tshuva, call Yom Hanami. Every day you have kapar. You don't have to wait for Yom Kippur. Detanya avar mitzvot asei v'asa tshuva. If you violated an asei and did tshuva, this is the famous bright of chilukei kapara in the eighth parak of Yoma, then lo zaz misham et shvachlin lo. You're forgiven immediately. You don't need Yom Kippur. So I'm Rabbi Zeira omed b'mir dover Rabbi Hi. It's somebody who still maintains his refusal to do the assay, and it follows Rebbe. The Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says something spectacular here. I'll call Avirot Shabbat Torah, ben asat tshuva, ben lo asat tshuva, whether or not you did tshuva, for any sin, Yom HaKippurim Mechaper, Yom Kippur cleanses it. Chutz mi porek ol, except for three things. Rejecting God's rule over you as a general thing. Megaleh panim b'Torah, which you dealt with a lot in the last parak of Sanhedrin, whether it means showing things in the Torah which are not kalacha, or whether it means insulting a Talmid Chacham, umefer brit b'basar, and trying to cover up the brit. She'im asat tshuva, if you did tshuva, Yom Kippur Mechaper, then Yom Kippur works, but tshuva alone doesn't. Ve'im lav, Yom Kippur Mechaper, if you didn't do tshuva, it doesn't work. Those are the three things. So a regular asay, Yom Kippur Mechaper, even if you still refuse to do tshuva. Now my Talmid the Rebbe, where did Rebbe get this from? The Tanya, the Pasuk in the parsha of Avodah Zarah in Parshat Shlach says Ki Devar Adonai Bazak, he degraded God's word. What's that? Zeh HaPorek Ol Megaleh Panim BaTorah. That's those two. Ve'et Mitzvato Hefar, he rejected a mitzvah. Zeh HaMefer Brit BaBasar, he gets that from Breishit at Briti Hefar. Hikaret Tikaret. What does that mean? Hikaret Lifnei Yom Kippur. Hikaret L'achar Yom Kippur. Meaning, in that case, you're going to get cut off even after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur won't solve it. Yachol afilu asat tshuva, I might think this is true even if you did tshuva, which tshuva can never help. Talmud lomar avona ava, the end of the pasuk says the sin is still with you. Lomarti el abizman shavona ava, meaning it's only true when the sin is still there with you and not when you did tshuva. Now, Rabbanan, what's Rabbanan's take on this? Why do they say that, that for all sins, if you have to do tshuva for Yom Kippur to work? Because they interpret it all differently. Hikaret b'olam hazeh, hikaret b'olam va, which we saw many times as a drush of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel in Sanhedrin. Avonah va, meaning shemasat tshuva umet mitam marakit. Why did it say avonah va? Because if you did tshuva and died before Yom Kippur came, then death is the cleanser, or helps. Umi matzit mogman laka Rebbe, since when could you make our Mishnah be authored by Rebbe? Bahami to say for Rabbi Yehuda, we assume that the end of our Mishnah, meaning this part, is authored by Rabbi Yehuda. As we see that Rabbi Yehuda expresses the opinion that all of the chataim of everybody, meaning Yisrael and Kohanim, are covered by the Sir Mishtalech, except for Tumat Mikdash. So, Reishanam Rabbi Yehuda, we assume that this is the beginning of this is Rabbi Yehuda. We don't see any reason to assign the end of Vav to anybody different than the beginning of Zayin. Tiktani Seifa, Chad Yisrael, Chad Konim, Chad Konim, Mashuach, that the Yisrael Mishtalech works for everybody. Humani Lai Haisvar, who's that? Rabbi Yehuda. Michal the Resh Rabbi Yehuda. So we assume that this is Rabbi Yehuda also. So how could it be Rabbi? The answer is very simple. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi, it is Rabbi. Vesavalak Rabbi Yehuda. It's really authored by Rabbi. And Rabbi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda about the extension of Semishtaleach even to Kohanim for other non-Tumat Mikdash sins. Amale Abaye. So now Abaye turns to Rabbi Yosef and asks, Davka Kamarai, did you mean it Davka, meaning only Rabbi accepts Rabbi Yehuda? Aval, Rabbi Yehuda lo savalak Rabbi, but not the inverse, meaning Rabbi Yehuda does not agree with Rabbi about even if you refuse to do the assay, Yom Kippur automatically cleanses. Adimanu Rabbi savalak Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi for Rabbi Yehuda savalak namik Rabbi. Maybe what you meant was they hold each other's position. Miu orchad emel taktani, but you still wanted to say it in a nicer way. Remember to tell me savalak Rabbi. It's nicer that Rabbi, who was sort of a student of Rabbi Yehuda, agrees with his Rabbi as opposed to say Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi. All right. Amar Le'in, Rav Yosef said, you're right. Dafka kamina, I meant it only that way. Rabbi savar lak Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda lo savar lak Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda does not agree with this odd position of Rabbi, which is that that Yom Kippur is mechaper, even if you didn't do tshuva. How do I know that? Tanya, we have a braita in the Sifra, in the Torah Koni and Parshat Achrimot. Yachol Yom Kippur mechaper al shavim al shenon shavim. I might think Yom Kippur works even for people who don't do tshuva. V'dinhu. And it makes sense. After all, korbanot are mechaper, Yom Kippur is mechaper. Machatat v'asham ein mechaperim al hashavim. The korban doesn't work unless you do tshuva. Yom Kippur mechaper al hashavim. So Yom Kippur only works if you do tshuva. But I could challenge that. Malachatat v'asham shein mechaperim al mezid kishogeg. Korbanot never work for mezid. So Yom Kippur mechaper al mezid kishogeg. Yom Kippur does work for mezid. So Yom Kippur al mezid kishogeg. Since Yom Kippur cleanses whether intentional or unintentional sins. Maybe Yom Kippur also covers people who don't do tshuva. In other words, my logic would not have led me to the conclusion that Yom Kippur doesn't work here. Talmud Lomar, ach, therefore it says, ach, be'asor, la'chodesh ha'shvi, ach, chilek, means it only works for some. Now, Stam Sifra, Mani, who is the author of all anonymous comments in the Sifra? It's Rabbi Yehuda. Be'kamar shavim, in lo shavim lo, and this statement in the Sifra, which we attribute to Rabbi Yehuda, says that Yom Kippur only works for those people who do tshuva and not for those people who do not do tshuva. Now, that leads us to the following problem. Rami Stam Sifra, Stam Sifra. We have another Stam Sifra that seems to go against it. Tanya, Echolo Yom Kippur Mechaper, Om Kenit Anabo, Om Mikra Kodesh, V'lo Asav Omlacha. I might think that Yom Kippur only works for somebody who observes Yom Kippur properly, fasts and celebrates it as a holiday and doesn't do Melacha. What happens if you didn't do those things? Meaning, if you didn't fast, you didn't declare it as Mikra Kodesh with proper Kiddush and Tefillah, and you did Malacha, Talmud Lomar, Yom Kippurim Hu, it's a day of Kippur, Mikol Makom. And that's a Sifrah, it sounds like even if you didn't do Tshuva. So Rabbi, Elokasha, HaRabbi, HaRabbi Yehuda. So very simply, that last Braita is authored by Rabbi. It's very simple. And it's in the Sifrah. Rav Amar Havaha Rabbi, you could say both from a Rabbi. Umod Rabbi b'charet yoma. So Rabbi agrees that if you violate a karet of Yom Kippur, it won't work. Because if not, then how would Rabbi explain why there is at all a karet of Yom Kippur to start with? What's the point of having karet for violating Yom Kippur if Yom Kippur is going to mechaper for everything, even if you don't do tshuva? Now, that's not so simple because, alam alo, mishkach halachin gon da'avad b'leil yomit, let's say you ate stuff in Yom Kippur night, and then you died overnight. And there's an assumption in the Rishonim that Yom Kippur is mechaper at the end of the day. So we still have a reason for the karet of Yom Kippur. Ela'ema, but here's the challenge. Karet di yamama le Rebbe lately. That Rebbe should say there's no karet for the day of Yom Kippur, for the same reason. Same problem, alam alo. If you ate something in the middle of Yom Kippur during the day and you choked on the bone and died. So you know you ate at the end of Yom Kippur. There's no time for the kaparta effect because it's already kicked in. So of course there's a reason for karet Yom Kippur. So Rava's position is not so strong and Abaya's answer that one is Rebbe, one is Rebbe Yehuda seems to work better. Okay, the final mission on the parak, and again turn to it. We've already referred to it a little bit. So either turn back to Daf Bet Amud Bet or take a look at your Mishnayot. Echad Yisraelim, Echad Kohanim, Echad Kohen Mashuach. That Tzarim Mashiach works for all of them. Ma ben Yisrael and Kohanim, Ukar Mashuach. So how are Yisrael and Kohanim different? Which is a strange statement. Al Shadam HaPar Mechaper Al Kohanim Al Tumat Mikdash V'Kadashav. The Dam HaPar is mechaper only for Kohanim, for Tumat Mikdash, and the Damas Sa'ir Pifnim is mechaper for Yisrael for Tumat Mikdash, along with Seir Chitzon, and the Sar Mishtalech is for everybody for all other sins. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Keshem Shadam Sa'ir Nasa Bifnim mechaper Yisrael Kach Damapar mechaper Kohanim. Just like the Dam of the Sa'ir works for the Yisrael for Tumah, so Dama Par works for Kohanim, and now Keshem Shavidiyosha Samishtalech Chaper Yisrael, just like the Vidue on the Sa'ir that's going to go out to Azazel works for Yisrael, Kach Vidiyosha Par Mechaper Al Kohanim. Similarly, the Vidui on the Par that the Kohen does works for all Kohanim for other sins. So Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Now, let's take a look at the Gemara back on Yod Gimel Amud Bet. Hagufa kasha. First of all, there's a problem within the Mishnah. Ktani echad Yisrael v'chad kohanim v'chad kohen mashuach. The first statement of Rabbi Yehuda there was that it's true about everybody. V'hadar tani b'amin Yisrael v'kohanim v'kohen mashuach. And then you said, how are they different? So Rabbi Yehuda achikam, Rabbi Yehuda explains that this is what Rabbi Yehuda meant. Echad Yisrael v'chad kohanim v'chad kohen mashuach mikaprin v'sem yishtaleach mishar avirot. That for all other sins, everybody gets it the same. There's no difference between them. So where are they different? The difference is only in Tumat Mikdash. Umani, who's the author? Rabbi Yehudahi. Tanya v'chiperet Mikdash HaKodesh. This is again a sifra. V'chiperet Mikdash HaKodesh zel lifnai v'lifim. That's talking about the Kodesh Kodoshim. Et oel moed zeichal. That's the Mikdash. Mizbeach k'mashmo, the outside Mizbeach. Yechaper, what's that? Elu azarot. He's going to cleanse the azarot. Al ha-kohanim, kemashma'o, v'al ha-makahal, elu Yisrael, yechaper, elu al-ve'im, which means it's mechaper on all of them, and that's the Seir Mishtaleach. Hushvu kulam l'chaper ha-chad, shmekaprim b'Seir Mishtaleach, b'shar virot. So all kohanim, levim, Yisraelim, all together for Seir Mishtaleach. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, and this is just like our Mishnah, k'shem shadam sa'ir, anasa b'fnim, mechaper Yisrael, tumat mikdash shukodoshav, kachdam ha-pam, mechaper al-kohanim, al-tumat mikdash shukodoshav, v'chashem shavidu Hamishtalech chaper Yisrael b'shar averot, just like the same mishtalech works for all other sins, for Yisrael. Kach v'diyo shopar mechaper al kohanim b'shar averot. Same thing for the kohanim. That's our mishnah. Now, Rabbi Shimon havadai hushvu. Rabbi Shimon has to agree that Yisrael and kohanim they're all equated in that pasuk. So my hushvu, for what? In what way are they equal? To b'nei kapara ninu. Yeah, they all get kapara. Yekol chav lechad mechaper b'nei nafshe. But everybody gets kapara through a different vehicle. But on Yom Kippur, there's vehicles for everybody. Now, my Tamei to Rabbi Shimon, why does Rabbi Shimon insist that the Seir Mishtaleach is only for Yisrael? Dichtiv lakach et shnei ha-se'irim. When Aaron takes the goats, it says the shnei ha-se'irim. Itkash Seir Mishtaleach l'se'ir v'nas ha-bifnim. So the two goats are compared. Ma'aser nes ha-bifnim enum et kapara l'kohanim al tumat kvashat ha-shav. Just like the inner se'ir does not work kapara for the kohanim, it's only for Yisrael. Dichtiv be'asher la'am, because it's called ha-se'ir asher la'am. Similarly, the Seir Mishtaleach doesn't work for Kohanim, for other sins. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do with that equation of the two goats? Like we see in the sixth parak of Yoma, the Shnei Asirim have to be the same height and the same value, etc. Hudata. So man tan lahad tan rabbanan. Let's take a look at this bright, and see who could be the author based on what we just saw. The Aaron shechts the Sa'ir. It belongs to the people. That's the Bifnim. Shein HaKohanim Mitkaprimbo. The Kohanim do not get Kapara with this one. Uvamem Mitkaprin. How are they Mitkaper? Bifarosh al Aharon. Now, here's the problem. Aaron is a par, and the people have a par, have a Sa'ir. Where do the Kohanim fit in? The answer is with the par of Aharon. I might think they don't get kapara there either. Because that's asherlo, that belongs to him. So that means the kohanim get no kapara at all. But in the pasuk we saw earlier, it says yechaper la kohanim. So matzimlan kapara. So we see they do get kapara. So where do they get men kaprin? So we have a choice. Do they get it with the rest of Israel? Or do they get it with Aaron? Mutav shit kapru b'faro shal Aaron. Shrei hutar michlalo etzel beito. Because that par works not only for Aaron but for his household. At least for his wife. So it's already extended beyond Aaron, so it goes to the rest of the Kohanim. As opposed to the Seir HaSavifnim, that Aaron gets no kapara for his household or anybody in his family through that. And if you're confused by this, we'll see what that means. Etc. Meaning that the Kohanim are called Beit Aharon. Now, Man Tana, who's the author of this bright... So the simplest answer is Rabbi Yirmiya de lo Rabbi Yehuda. It can't be Rabbi Yehuda. To Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Kohanim yeshtan kapar b'Seir Mishtaleach. Because the Kohanim get kapar through the Seir Mishtaleach. So this whole thing wouldn't start. Umani, Rav Amar, Bishimoni. So it's Rav Bishimon. That's easy. Amar Kohani, Memem Kapar, Bishim Mishtaleach. Abaya tries something else. Says, Afilu Temer Rabbi Yehuda. This could be Rabbi Yehuda. And Hachi Kamar, Me'atayin Lem Kapar, Betumat Mikdash Vekorashav. But the question here isn't about Kapara for the Kohanim for other sins. It's about Tumat Mikdash. Shomeri, Kapara la Kohanim, Atzini Shishon Kapara, Bishar Averot. So when it says they're Mechaper on the Kohanim, that's for other Averot, but we see that they do have Kapara for other things, through the Ser Mishtaleach. Just like we find through the Ser Mishtaleach, Rabbi Yehuda, that they have kapara on other sins. Now, what does that phrase mean? In other words, what were we confused by that we needed the pasuk in Tehillim? It says that Aharon is mechaper only for his family. The answer is kulan kriyin beito. Shenemar beit Aharon b'chu et Adonai, Yirei Adonai b'chu et Adonai. In other words, that the whole, all the kohanim are also called beito. But the question is, v'hai asher la'am l'hach Yehuda ata? But earlier you said that Aharon shechts the sa'ir asher la'am, which you say means that kohanim don't have a chelik in it. Is that what it's there for? Ha'mibayle dekam rachmona mida'am lehave. That the reason is that they have to supply the money for it. That we already got from the earlier pasuk that says he should take it from Adap Bnei Israel. They have to provide it. But the pasuk that says, his, is it there to tell you that only he gets kapara? He has to buy it himself. That's what it's there for. Again, for the finances. I understand that he can't, you ask the tzibur to pay for it because they don't get kapara. I might think, though, that he could charge the other kohanim and ask them to chip in because they didn't get any kapara. Therefore, it says it's his, meaning he has to buy it. I might think that he shouldn't bring from the other kohanim, but if he brought from them, it's kasher. It says the second time, asherlo. I quoted, that's the last pasuk on the page. Hakatuv shina lav lakev. We have a general rule in Kodshim, we're going to get to this fairly soon when we start Seder Kodashim, that when a command is repeated twice, it means it's indispensable. Okay, Tana hachika kashale. So here's what the Tana was bothered by. Maishna mida'am delo machaper. Why is it that the Kohanim don't get kapara through the Sa'ir that belongs to the people? So lo kachasu be mamona, because they didn't pay for it. Tichtiv asher la'am. V'daronami lo kachasu be mamona. But they also didn't have to pay for Aharon's. The Kamar Kula and Kriyan Beto, that's why we had Beit Aharon, to say, yes, but they are called the family of Aharon, and therefore they get Kapara. Okay, Bishlam Adab Shimon Hanan Rechtiv, Tre Viduyim Vedam Apar. Remember, in Yom Kippur, there's two Viduyim on the Par and the Dam HaPar. So why are there three of them? They correspond. Chad Keneget Seir HaNasav Yifnim, where there's no Vidui. V'chad Keneget Seir HaNasav Bachut, where there's no Vidui. V'chad Keneget Seir Mishtaleach, where there's no Dam. El Rabbi Yehuda, Trei Vidin Vedama Parla Mali. I don't need all of them. After all, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohanim and Yisrael all get on Seri Mishtaleach. Pari Vidui Vedamo Sagi. All you need is Bechad, one Vidui, and its own Dam. The Vidui on the Par and the Dam. The answer is Achad Lov, Achad Leveto. One is first for Aharon himself, then for his family. That's how it should be. First Aharon has to cleanse himself. Then he can be mechaper on those who are cleansed, the other Kohanim, or his family. As opposed to, if he's still guilty, he can't be mechaper al ha-chayav. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We've, Baruch Hashem, finished our study of the first parak. We will see that in the second parak of Shavuot, we're going to pick up and continue with the issue of Yediot HaTumah. It's a relatively short parak, and will be all of five podcasts. But in the meantime, we have finished Shavuot Shtayim, Shein Arba, and Amir Tzashem will begin Yediot HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.